You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
They say
Fine Again by Seether, 2002, 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good, text your rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I hear you label me a liar, cause I can't seem to get this through. You say
from 2002, Fine Again by Seether, 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I feel like you should rate your own song.
10.
Are you giving that?
That song has so much energy. Did you see me during that? I was just yelling it, basically.
That power guitar is freaky.
Those guys are so good.
That is,
you could have seen them right here years ago on a Monday.
Stop, we'll address that later. How do you get that sound? That ding, 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 ding. Like, that even work? Like, how do you get that out of a guitar?
Oh, no. They're doing something right.
You know what
though.
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When they crank that up, that ding, 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 ding.
Music experts help us out.
Whoa. Okay. Now, I'll give it a score here in a second. We're mainly talking. Now it's just basically me, you, and David talking.
David was listening in for that, yeah.
And David knows either. I don't know. I never can figure out what their best song is. That Fine Again's.
You like the one that's.
I like Fake It.
You like also Roof.
Rise Above This.
No, you like. I want to shout it from the rooftops. Yeah.
Rise Above This.
That's a different song.
Oh.
I want to shout it from the rooftops.
I do like that song.
Until it's over and we're older.
Yeah. I do like that song. You're right. That is a different song.
That song's called Tonight, right?
Tonight.
Yeah, Tonight.
So Tonight, Rise Above This.
Good song.
Fake It, yep. Fine Again, Breakdown.
Yep.
I don't know. I never know which one. I think Fake It is the one that freaks me out the most. Like,
you're such a bleeping hypocrite right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great music video.
Yes, it is.
And it is a freaky good song. Fine Again might be too.
It's so good.
So it's high. I mean, you got a super high score, and you're right. You said before the.
I said, if you don't like this, I will walk out of the studio. I'm not coming back today.
You knew that was safe. 977. 977.
I'm going to guess Connor's score. Does he know Seether at all? I have no idea.
Do you know Seether? Shake your head. No, that's okay.
That's not a good sign. That was not a happy. Like 4.7? Is that too low?
Yeah, 4.7.
4.7. 501 feels like watered down Lincoln Park. No, it does not.
Ooh, this was fighting
bad
words.
Take.
Hey,
bad take.
Have you ever... Do you need... Those are fighting words.
We're throwing
Why
hands.
Why would you say that?
We are throwing hands during the break.
What would make you write that down? You said Seether is watered
there's no
down
Lincoln Park. The lead singer sounds nothing like... Chester Bennington, RIP, of Lincoln Park.
David will be down here, too, to deal with.
He will fight you.
Yeah.
Seether has been at, was that Lincoln, I think, last year, 2 years ago at PBA. They, of course, were at the concert you skipped out on that you could have gone to at the Bourbon Theater years
drove
ago.
Drove by on my motorcycle. Hey.
I said, Seether's here. Drove I'll by. Be damned. Seether, kept driving.
Just kept, didn't really have anything going on either. Just slipped in there for $25 probably.
You know, when we, when me and David and Swim went to Chicago back in January to watch Nebraska basketball against Northwestern, mm-hmm. we had a Seether probably hour and a half of music, and it was just glorious because David really? Loves Seether.
Oh, so David does know the song.
We played like an hour and a half straight of Seether, and it was the best hour and a half of the whole drive.
I'd like to see David's top four Seether songs.
Oh, he just texted them to me.
Yeah. Top four Seether songs.
He said Gasoline, Country Song,
oh.
Betray and Degrade, and Same Damn Life, his favorite song.
Oh, wow. So he went
none
different.
Of those would be in my top four, but those are all great songs.
Yeah.
Some response before we get to Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes here on Football Facts Monday. Okay, let's go to the text line first. Sandmaster in KC. That's Scott. You'll be playing golf with in Pender.
Oh, Scott.
7. Lyle in Omaha, 6'5". Rick from Wahoo, 6. Robert, Oklahoma, 823. Guilt Nerd, 899. Mike and Dalton, 1. Try again, Mike. Eric and Hickman, 7. Caleb from Lee, 7'2". John Lincoln, 8'5". Pretty good scores for Seether so far. Mm-hmm. Houston, 9'2".
Whoa, Houston. Houston
usually doesn't... very critical song.
Right.
9'2".
So we know what Houston really likes. That is Harrison's brother.
It is. Someone says, dork, bleeping dork, 0.
Why would you do that?
Call me a dork.
Oh, you're a dork.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Seether lead
they
singer.
Called me a dork. Oh. Fine.
You are. Heard,
I am a dork. I embrace that. Rick and Susie in center with Huskerland Bulldogs, 5 with a meh comment on that one.
Surprises me.
Cousin Bird, 6'8". Jane and Wahoo, solid 8 from her.
All right.
Dirty J and Friend, 9-1. Bill and Bennett, 6. Jeremy and Lincoln, 7-5. Bird Mountain, 2. No bueno. Shemaya with the putter. Not my cup of coffee, 3. Jennifer, 7. Hubby, 6. I'm surprised with that high for that song,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. It's not exactly their style.
Jennifer says, kind of boring, but Hubby says, better than country, LOL.
Oh, it no. is better than country. Not, but what about Willie? Hey.
What about Waylon?
Hubby, what about Willie?
And Waylon.
Did you hear all of me on Friday?
I heard it.
Yeah.
Total Dog Doo Doo, 1 from somebody.
Oh. Well.
Robert Lincoln, 5-4. Gavin and Pender, 7-4. He says, I will check with the golf course this morning on the amount of teams that have been taken for the tournament also.
For the June 26th tournament?
That's right. Big B, 5-ish on that one.
Okay.
Not Seether's best work, a bit generic, 6-7-8 from somebody. Is that generic?
I don't hear generic.
Do you hear that guitar?
Right. The driving... guitar is not generic.
Dustin and Waverly, 9-5. Fire me up, Jake, 10. Unnamed texter. That was...
Thank you.
I don't have a name on that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Kansas Randy, 8-3.
Kansas Randy? I've never heard that
Someone's
one.
Mowing the fairways at Hillcrest, 9.6. Let's see. David gives a 9.99 for that one.
Whoa.
David from Anderson Ford, 9.99 on the text line.
David and me share that Seether love. That's interesting.
Brad from Ballman Shop, just a 4.
Hello, Brad.
YouTube, someone says this Jake's having a seizure on the air.
He did. He did have a seizure.
Someone else says...
Help him. Help him.
Mefico says the video of these two dorks rocking to see there is phenomenal. Especially since it's muted.
I tried to keep it under control.
It was muted on the YouTube stream. So it was just us rocking out to no sound at all. CL Porter, 7-9, Nebraska. No, these are from YouTube, by the way. 8-4. Nels of Montana, 7-7. Troy, 7 on that one. And Rashawn from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Mackay's father, 7.
Rashawn, glad you're with us.
Song of the day was Fine Again by Seether from 2002.
I don't think Bill's given that a super high score.
That's why I played it for him not here. I might play a couple songs I know you will like that he would not like for this week. Just to get your scores. On that note.
Yes.
Bill is not here, but Bill's Thrills rolls on. It's Jake's Takes here on a Monday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
You tried that. That's good. The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
You need to admonish me when I'm on the message board during the show. I'm on
it's your work website. It's fine.
Yeah, but I need to be locked in.
You could be
in
worse places.
I need to be locked in for those moments when because I could have given a better Randy. Go ahead.
You did. That was better than... Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/earlybreak. Hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit Hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
You gave it more gusto than you had.
Yeah,
so
I have more, though.
I'll give you more.
I have more in me.
Now, good. Now, Bill is gone this week, but we will still do Bill's Thrills every day. I will handle this for you. And today, of course...
I can handle it.
Well,
sometimes.
You've got Aging Gracefully.
Oh, that's true.
Friday.
Yeah.
Today, of course, is Football Facts Monday. And I have a headline for you.
All right, here we go.
Be aware and prepare for the Indiana Bear. What does that possibly mean?
Oh, boy. No, not more Cignetti love.
No, this is not Cignetti.
What?
We're getting close. This is from the AP as of Friday. The Bears took a significant step toward leaving Illinois on Friday. The Bears' board of directors voted Thursday to advance their stadium development in Hammond, Indiana, with the exact site still to be determined. This is the first time that the Bears' board has voted on any stadium site. The Bears' plans to leave the state they've called home since their inception for Indiana come just days after the end of Illinois' spring legislative session. It appears we're getting closer, Sip, and closer to having the Indiana Bears. Now, Chicago Bears, though they're not changing their name, but they will have their stadium likely, unless things change, in the state of Indiana.
So the state of Indiana will have two NFL teams.
That's right. And Cignetti.
Oh, my God.
They are rolling. They're like, yes. You think Sig is behind this? Like, come on.
Stop it.
I am the king.
No.
You come to my state and you
stop
win.
Stop with the Cignetti love. It's overt.
I'll never stop. I'll never stop with that.
Hammond always struck me as a place you might go if you're in the witness protection.
Well, that was Peoria, I thought.
Peoria, Hammond, Hobart, all those places. If you're in a witness protection program, Peoria, Hammond, Hobart, those places you go. Not now, because Hammond's going to, the profile just got raised.
Now, here's the deal. There's a guy that's involved in all this that is going to be, I think, hated by two separate groups of people. That's the name Kevin Warren. Remember that name?
Yes.
Former Big Ten commissioner.
Yeah.
Not exactly popular on his way out of the Big Ten.
No.
As you might know, he's the CEO of the Bears.
Oh, God.
And he says, this is in a statement with Bears chairman George H. McCaskey, is that we believe a world-class stadium project in Hammond will transform the region connecting northwest Indiana and the south side of Chicago through the loop.
and across the neighborhoods and suburbs stretching north of the city.
Sounds like some good spin there.
Yes, to leave the city of Chicago and go to Hammond.
Yeah, that's some nice stuff. At the end of the day, Warren is a politician.
He is. Now, Soldier Field is a dump. It really is. I've been inside it.
Is it a dump?
It's a dump.
Okay. It feels
weird when, you know, the Bears are back to being respectable. They were a good team last year. They're building something in Chicago as a team. I mean, I drove right by Soldier Field on the way into Chicago in January, and it was a beautiful sight to see that right off the right. Oh, yeah, we're going to downtown. There it is right there. Mm-hmm. To have that be in Hammond, Indiana, mm-hmm. would be disgraceful to Chicagoans, I would think.
I wonder.
I cannot speak from. I'm not from the city. I don't know what they think about this, but I still think to move from the state and the city to Hammond, Indiana, just sounds wrong.
We surely have some breakers in Chicago. Weigh in, if you don't mind. 464-5685. It's 402.
Area code.
Yeah, 402-464-5685. Are people up in arms? I didn't follow this during the week.
I'm seeing this from Mefico on YouTube. Says this: I was born in Hammond and grew up in the area as a Bears fan during their golden age. Welcome to Indiana, Bears.
Doesn't
sound. But he's biased. He's from Hammond.
Mm-hmm, but he doesn't.
He's going to my hometown.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I disparaged your hometown.
That's Temefico.
Yeah, Temefico. Sorry.
Well, this is more from Matt Hill. This is from the AP article on the situation. Spokesperson for Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, this is Matt Hill, says the Bears have built a storied legacy in Illinois for over 100 years, but have spent the last 6 years and especially the last few months shifting their position on a stadium location that has hindered their progress. Today appears to be another instance of that after Illinois leaders have been working with the Bears in good faith. Governor Pritzker has always been clear that he wants the Bears to stay in Illinois and still remains open to a sensible solution that protects taxpayers.
Hmm. Yeah, there's tentacles.
It's divisive with the move potentially of the Bears to Indiana. Mm-hmm. Mm. I have to say again, I am not a Bears fan. I'm not a Chicago guy in general.
It's still the Chicago Bears.
It's the Chicago Bears. It should be in Chicago.
They're going to be called the Chicago Bears no matter what, right?
They're not going to be the Indiana Bears.
Right. It's the Chicago
They'd be
Bears.
Playing, though, in Indiana. So you could call them the Indiana Bears.
Just as a casual observer, doesn't bother me as long as they're called the Chicago Bears. Now, if I were not a casual observer and I lived in that area, I'd probably have some strong feelings.
Tom Buster in Air Park says this. Says, as a Packer fan that I am,
okay,
I'm excited for this move because it gives me even more ammunition to make fun of my Bear friends.
It does.
It's just ammo. Nice stadium. Left the state for it, though.
Yeah.
Left the city. That's cute.
Right.
Well, only in two states, in Illinois and Indiana, says Packers fans.
Yeah.
It's just like the Chiefs going to Kansas City. That'd be very similar. Yeah, Kansas City, Missouri is the home of the Chiefs. Moving to Kansas is still very odd. It is still Kansas City, though.
Not the same, though.
It's still the same name.
Yeah, it's 100% okay.
That actually would be okay.
Yeah, this is not 100% okay.
It's not Chicago, Indiana. It's Hammond, Indiana.
Any Chicago Bears fans weighing in?
Well, we had the one that said they're right. Okay with it.
Others.
Troy says this. The Jets and the Giants both play in New Jersey. Not a big deal to play in Hammond if you are the Bears.
What do you say to that?
That'd be East Rutherford?
Yeah.
New Jersey?
Yep.
Good point. We got used to that, though. How long has that been over? How long have they played in East Rutherford? I have no idea.
Time.
Maybe a long time ago it was mocked. The Commanders, good point. They don't play. They play in Andover? Andover, is that right?
Probably. I don't remember. Maryland. I don't remember. Now, I'm old enough to know. I don't think the East Rutherford thing was ever contentious. And I will just say, off the cuff, now, I was aware of this on a sort of outlier level during the weekend. I knew what was going on. I didn't delve into it. But it doesn't. As an outsider, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't offend me at all. I get it why some people would. It's not. They're still going to be called the Chicago Bears just playing in Hammond, just like the Giants Jets. It doesn't have to
be. Someone says that the Niners play
and yes. Santa Clara, long ways from San Francisco. Yeah. It is the same state, though.
Same state, so same it's state. Not quite the same thing. I don't. It's a suburb, right?
Suburb, yeah. Different, but a different.
It's a suburb.
Yeah.
Different state. I wonder, like, what, I just wonder what hardcore, long-time, go-back-to-Ditka Bears fans think. Go back to Buckus Bears
well,
fans.
Well, I have an assumption of a take. I mean, old fans, longtime fans, don't like change. They like things the way that they are, the things that they've known for years. So leaving Soldier Field is a big change.
Yeah.
Even if it does need a lot of updates. Mm-hmm. Like the Dolphins, for example, Hard Rock Stadium, they could have built, they've just continually updated the stadium. They've just kept making it better, mm-hmm. enhancing it. Mm-hmm. That's probably an option at Soldier Field, but that's a lot to do. Mm-hmm. Like the Bills got a brand new stadium that's opening up this year. They could have probably updated Orchard Park, their stadium there, but they decided to build a new stadium instead.
Wonder if Hobart was an option. Hobart always struck me as a place you'd hide. I've been to Hobart a couple times with Parker and Chris Basnett. Anyway.
Wait, Martin on YouTube says this. Bears fan here.
Okay, here we go.
It sucks, but I don't blame state government saying no to using taxpayer money to pay for a stadium.
Do you?
No.
I don't blame why.
But I don't live there, so this is me.
Oh, my God. Think about just the state of Illinois' financial issues.
Right.
I mean, it's a... I don't think I'd be offending anybody by saying it. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Ellis, who I met Ellis at the Northwestern basketball game in January.
Okay.
Says, born and raised in Chicago, huge Bears fan. I can tell you, I speak for almost everyone I know. We hate our state and we hate our politicians. At this point, please take the bill and move to Hammond.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now, that's what I was hoping for.
That's Ellis. Born and raised in Chicago.
I was just hoping for strong opinion, and Ellis brought it.
Josh at Beatrice Country Club.
Okay.
Huge Bears fan here.
Okay.
The organization's leadership cannot get out of their own way. Very disappointing, okay. No matter what happens
now,
here.
Now, he's disappointing. He's disappointed. Well, the Bears fans have weighed in.
They have. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
The headline was this again for Bills Thrills. Beware and prepare for the Indiana Bears.
That taxpayer thing, you're asking, I wonder how steep is it?
It's a lot of money for a stadium.
Yeah.
That is Jake Tank's Bills Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting. Hour 2, Trey Taylor, Anthony Calandri discussion next on Early Break on the Ticket.